大家好，端午节快乐，我是 Jenny， 今天代表开言英语团队所有的成员 wishing you a
Happy Dragon Boat Festival.
And you are?
Oh, I thought you were representing all of us. I am Adam.
Okay, we are representing
We are representing all of the great people, all those great dragon boaters.
我们今年已经是第 N 次跟大家一起过端午节了。
It's all good, it's all good, because this is one of my favorite Chinese celebrations, festivals,days.
是吗？因为你喜欢那个 dragon boat 还是粽子啊？
Both.
真的吗？
Yeah.
你喜欢粽子？
Yeah. Or the vegetarian ones.
就光只有米吗？没有别的东西的那种。
Or the sweet ones as well.
赤豆的啊。好，那今天我们就跟大家再分享一下所有和端午节相关的英语。那首先，端午节我们前面已经说了很多遍它的英语名字了。
Dragon Boat Festival.
它就是很形象，因为 you know, how do we celebrate this festival?
By dragging boats.
对，就是我们会赛龙舟，所以英语里面就直接把龙舟作为这个节日的名称。
Which is smart, right? Dragon Boat Festival.
对，划船在国外是一个很流行的运动，所以 Dragon Boat Festival 呢，也因为有这个船的 link,在国外就很多人知道 or at least they hear the name, they know kind of what this festival is about.
Yeah, or like even from my building, it looks down onto some water and, you know, especially around this time of the year, people are always practicing, right? So you can't avoid, especially on the west coast of North America, you can't avoid looking in the water,
Right.
seeing a lot of people on this boat that kind of looks like a dragon.
对，因为北美就是每当端午 around 端午的时候会有很多 dragon boat races、
right.
比赛，反正各个种族的人吧，大家都很喜欢这个 dragon boat racing 啊。那讲到 dragon boat， 讲到 boat， 英文里面说船的词也很多。
That's right. We have boat, and boat is the most general, I'd say.We also have ship.
Ship, 因为也很常用嘛。Ship 和 boat 最大的差异是什么？
Size. Yeah, a ship is a...
很大的。
Right, like it has a captain and a crew, and you know, it's sailing the seas. Like an oil tanker is a ship.
那个运油的，或者说一个
cruise ship. Yeah, exactly.
对吧？我们坐出去玩的这种游轮。
Right.
Container ship, 集装箱的。
All of those things are at the same time ships and boats.
但我觉得你前面用的那个差异比较好，就是大家可以看 size 来 judge。比如说一个龙舟 ，you wouldn't call it a ship.
Dragon ship.
It's a boat, right?好，那其实还有在国外就挺普及的，就是那种小的什么皮艇啦、划艇。Canoe, kayak. 对 ，canoe 和 kayaking 就是什么坐一个人或者两个人的东西吧
？Yes. Yeah, kayaks are usually one person. sometimes you can get two-person kayaks, and on the other hand, canoes, one person can, you know, pilot a canoe or go in a canoe.But usually it's two or three.
Because both you and Connor, 你们都夏天时候都去划这个啊。Connor 他去年夏天不是跟你们一起去什么划这 canoe?
Yeah.
他没有 invite 我。
Oh no.
I wouldn't be much of use, 因为就没有力气。
We do have an expression on the high seas, dead weight.
就是没有用的死掉的重量
Right, so I mean when you're in a boat It's kind of like, oh, you gotta sort of, you know
Pull your weight,
exactly
对，你要就是贡献力量像我这种 dead weight 又不会划的就不带我了是吧那刚刚我们讲到划船啊这些其实划船的这个动作呢在英语里面和What you use to 划是一个词吧
That's right. Yes, the word is paddle.
To paddle.
You paddle with a paddle, or you could paddle using a paddle.
Paddle 就是 P-A-D-D-L-E.
D-D-L-E.
像其实我们讲到的 dragon boat racing 这种龙舟赛，大家会组队嘛，然后其实就是一个 crew, 对吧？然后 crew 和 team 最大的区别就是讲到船呀、飞机呀这个上面的 team, it's usually known as the crew.
Right, exactly.
然后这个划的这个很辛苦的成员呢，他们 they're called the paddlers. The paddlers. 但 Dragon Boat 还有一个特别有特色的，就是我们会有一个鼓手。
Right, doom, doom, doom.
Yeah.
Right, the drummer.
the drum, 所以也很形象，就叫 the drummer.
Well, I mean, that's what I would call it. Like, that guy playing drums, you know, maybe there's a special name for it. In fact, if you guys know a special name for it, but I would just say the drummer.
我看了 Wikipedia, 他就说是 drummer, 或者也可以叫 the caller. 对，因为他重要一个任务就是大家的 morale, 士气，然后还有一个是 rhythm, 节奏嘛。
Yeah, the rhythm is pretty important. The morale also important.
对。
So yeah, if you're going to do it by drums or you're going to do it by like, come on guys, let's go, let's dragging this boat all the way through this dragon boat water.
好，那还会有一个像舵手一样的掌握方向。
Yeah, so this is, I guess we could say a steerer. That's a kind of a tough word to say.
我也觉得 steerer.
Steerer, yeah, the person who steers is a steerer.
Steers the boat.
Steers the boat, yeah, exactly. So in a canoe, for example, if you are sitting at the back of the boat, you are the de facto steerer. You have to steer the boat.
还有开车的时候那个方向盘。
Right, the steering wheel.
The steering wheel. Okay, 那除了 dragon boat 和 dragon boat racing,龙舟之外呢，现在我们来讲讲 Adam 他还有很喜欢的一个端午节的组成部分，就是粽子。
Yeah, all right. So again, this is the nth time that we've talked about this.
哦，所以英语 n 次是说 nth?
The nth, yeah.
All right.
See, so it was totally worth doing it today, right? We learned something. Right, so I think probably in the first show we ever did and all the way through now, I reminded everybody...that I think the best translation for 粽子 is a yummy triangle.
对，因为这也是很形象，然后 it's very cute, 很可爱。Because they are yummy.
They're yummy and they're triangles.
就是美味的三角。好，那粽子呢？ You know one thing I really struggle with?Translating Chinese concepts into English, 就是它没有一个很对应的东西。
Sure.
所以任何我们的点心都叫 dumpling.
Right.
Even 粽子。
Yeah.
It's kind of a rice or sticky rice dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
但是它和饺子那个 dumpling, they're totally different.
Yeah, exactly. But this kind of quote-unquote dumpling has leaves. It's wrapped in leaves.
对对。诶，你刚刚说的 wrapped in leaves,、mm-hmm. 就是外面包裹着叶子、
mm.
粽叶对吧、
right.
你知道这个是 what type of leaves 吗、
I think you probably told me that in the third but I forgot. It's been a while.
对，我其实自己也不是很知道，因为从小我妈妈就会说粽叶粽叶，然后我就不知道这到底是什么 plant、
right.
后来今天 search 了一下才发现啊，原来像 bamboo leaves which is obvious、mm. orReed leaves,、
oh,
芦苇的那个叶子、
okay.
对对，或者玉米的叶子都可以、hmm. 对，其实粽子它有这个 they're wrapped in leaves, 一方面是 the leaves give the 粽子 flavors、
okay.
还有一方面你知道这个原因吗、
mm, you better tell me.
Well, I'll give you a clue. According to legend,、
mm-hmm.
a long long time ago, 你应该知道吧。
Well, I know the story, but I don't know the connection with the leaves.
就是因为纪念屈原嘛，然后老百姓就是把这个米啊，然后肉啊什么包在叶子里丢到河里，这样鱼就吃那些，就现在我们叫粽子，就不会吃屈原。
Okay. I see. I thought that was the whole reason those things existed to begin with.
是啊，是啊。
Okay, fair enough.
是这样，对，因为你不包起来，你丢到河里不就都散了吗
？Well, because、
so、it's really clever.
But they're trying to get the fish away from them, so wouldn't it be better to scatter it? Anyway, I'm not here to question tradition.
好，说到粽子，哎呀，我到现在至今难忘，就是以前我外婆家有一个保姆，那个阿婆从我妈妈生出来就。在我外婆家，然后直到我生出来 ，she took care of my mom and me、
wow.。
然后每一年她都自己 hand make 粽子。
Wow.
From scratch.
From scratch.
对，这概念很重要。If you make something from scratch,、mm. it means
you're not buying it from the store.
对，就是而且你是从头到尾什么都自己做。
Everything. You're probably growing the bamboo.
No, 没有那么远了，但至少你是自己给它包出来的，对不对？
Right, right, right.
那我阿婆是扬州人，然后她做的那个鲜肉。粽子特别特别的美味、
mm.
在哪里都没有吃到过那么美味的粽子、
mm.
But I guess that's all of the question for you, pork 粽子
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we've been talking about this beyond meat IPO lately,
oh,
right?
Oh, 就人造肉，对。
Yeah, so I don't know if anybody out there has ever tried beyond...
我有一个问题要问你，就是我自己很爱吃鲜肉粽的，就我很怕吃到那种米特别 stiff, 很紧、mm-hmm. 很 tight,、
right.
然后那个肉特别的 dry and lean,、
mm.
就那个肉一定是要 fatty.
You need fatty meat in there,
对、
yeah.
人造肉这种 Beyond Meat 它有那种 fatty 的
Yeah, I mean they use vegetable oil. So I think it could work. I think we could have like a Beyond 粽子 and it would be really good.
对可以扩充市场 Well, they don't need our help. They're so huge anyways.
Right.
对好那不管是肉粽甜粽素粽各种各样的这些我们都可以说粽子是有不同的 flavors 是吧
Right. So as I mentioned, I like sweet.
你喜欢甜的口味那咸的我们可以说 savory 啊
Right, because as we have mentioned before, if you say salty, you're kind of complaining.
就太咸了
Right.
对所以用 savory 更好一点、mm. 那总之这些东西呢都是你做粽子的 ingredients,、
mm-hmm.
就不同的原料啊。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿就是任何的传统节日嘛最好的方式还是和家人一起度过 if you can.那我们就不再占用大家更多的时间了祝大家有一个快乐的端午假期 Happy Dragon Boat Festival 也谢谢大家收听我们的节目如果你想让自己的英语提升更快呢欢迎下载开源英语的 APP 因为我们精心为你准备了免费的试用课程你可以尝试到有我们非常棒的北美外教团队以及我们资深的中国教研团队为大家联合开发的适合中国用户兴趣和级别的英语课程 So download our APP开言英语 and Happy Dragon Boat Festival.
Happy Dragon Boat Festival, guys. Until next time.